Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being here today at Forever Heart Farm. I'm Robert Mowry, the owner of the farm and a Navy reservist veteran. I'm also vice chair of PA Veterans Farm Project, which we'll hear a little bit more about in a few minutes. I want to extend a special thank you to Secretary Redding and Brigadier General Goodwill for the perseverance in making the event happen and their focus on the veteran farmers here in PA. Also, I want to say thank you to Katie for coordinating this and Mimi as well for making this happen. Brief background on myself. Forever Heart Farm was started 7 years ago when I purchased this from the previous owner who had it as an Arabian horse farm. The goal of this farm was to become a more sustainable, agricultural-based, diversified, and enabling it with technology to help accelerate our time to market on product, as well as reducing labor costs and being able to, again, be more sustainable in monitoring the soil health, the animal health, et cetera. And with that, the reason I got into farming, I actually grew up on a small farm in rural Indiana County. And growing up on that farm, I learned a lot. And when you look at what you get out of farming, it's basically a playground for learning, both in the biodiversity areas, the biology areas, the chemical areas, et cetera, and animal health. So there's a lot to learn, and it's a continued learning process. So as John Conwell said at one point, farmers need to be very curious and ongoing learning for life. So once you start farming, you kind of get that curiosity, and you want to continue to learn. And that's true in my normal job, my day job of being in cybersecurity, internet infrastructure. I work for a company called Slalom, where we do, I personally lead a team of folks in a Google Cloud Center of Excellence. So a lot of the applications of farming carry back over to the technology, and likewise technology lends itself in terms of learning efforts and wanting to grow. You grow technology, you grow and scale farming. So with that said, I will turn this over to Secretary Redding.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody, and thank you for the shelter. I was not anticipating such a nice shelter. I thought maybe we'd be out in the rain, but while it's raining, we also understand water is important to growth. And after the summer that we have experienced, as we look west, in particular the far west, I'm not complaining at all about water or access to it anymore. So very fortunate to be here and to be on this farm in a beautiful spot in Pennsylvania here in the west in Allegheny County, but also to be among both an agriculturalist and veterans is really a joy and an honor. So Rob, thank you for hosting. Thank you for the story of how you've navigated, have learned, have constantly sort of gain knowledge about what is agriculture, but also really important point that you're always in a learning mode, right? You're always trying to figure this out, both as an industry, as a business, as a career, but also the things that we are entrusted with as agriculturalists is really important. Some of the most important things that society appreciates, right? It's about food, it's about the environment, it's jobs and the workforce. And when you can put together both the industry of agriculture and that of our service and military families in Pennsylvania, they come together today in the work that we're doing with the military families and veterans in Pennsylvania. And when you can combine those two, that is a beautiful thing. And we see that today with Rob. So thank you for being in agriculture, being interested in this business. And it's not about the scale. We say it every day. It's not about the zip code, its scale, or where it is, or the product. It is about the interest in providing both the open spaces, the pollinator, activity, the importance of the natural habitat. And if you're growing food and you're feeding the family and community, that's even better. So thank you for what you do. We have, in the last couple of years, really come to appreciate both the needs of agriculture from a workforce, but also the incredible resource that we have in Pennsylvania called our veteran farmer community. We are home to about 7,000 that have served our nation in some way, according to the last U.S. Department of Agriculture census. That is really important, both in terms of what it means to the safety and security of our state and our nation, but also all of these farmers are contributing both to agriculture and our larger community and those needs as well. So we honor that. There are so many similarities, right? So all of those skills are welcomed and needed, right? So it's about a sense of mission. It's about the calling to do something more than just for yourself. It is about the work that's done on the land. It's the care and concern for the community. It's the dedication. So much in common that we have here today. We know that agriculture is a foundation of a civil society. But the co-equal to that is the importance of a peaceful society. So they come together in the work that we do, both in agriculture and with our veterans as well. So to Rob and all of the veterans, I know there are several here today, thank you. Thanks for the service, thanks for the work that you do and have done. I very much appreciate that. We're also have a common interest in the scale, if you will, the number of people in our community who are involved in both the profession of agriculture and that of military service. We have about 2% of our nation's population that feeds us. It's about 2% that also protect us. And every time I say it, I pause, right, to think that is an amazing amount of responsibility that's on 4% of our population. So 2% allow us to sleep well, and 2% allow us to eat well. That is an amazing gift to this society and this community, and for that we honor and thank all of the veterans here today and across Pennsylvania and this nation, so thank you. During this holiday season, we have a way and an opportunity to say thank you to those who feed us, and part of today is about thanking folks who feed us. In this case, it is both those who are in agriculture and who are veterans, who are taking that responsibility a step further. We have made it easy for Pennsylvanians to find both the Pennsylvania preferred products. It is this keystone and check mark that you see. Look for that in the marketplace. It's very simple, right? It is the assurance that you have as a consumer that product was produced, processed here in PA, marketed in Pennsylvania. It's a Pennsylvania product. So in a very confusing marketplace, look for the keystone, the check mark, PA Preferred. In addition to that, we've just relaunched the website of PennsylvaniaPreferred.com. You can search by product, you can search by location. We have identified and continue to build this out based on the Homegrown by Heroes Veterans Program, which is part of the PA Preferred Program. And Homegrown by Heroes is another way to both honor the work of our servicemen and women, but it's also to support them in the agricultural enterprises that they are undertaking. So we've made that very, very easy. To further assist, though, and what I'm particularly proud of, and you'll hear more from both Mimi and Sandra in a moment, is that it's important to recognize the contributions of our veterans to Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania agriculture. We should do that every day. It is good to recognize the products they produce through PA Preferred and the Homegrown by Heroes, but we also need to support them. And I'm very proud to be with you today to talk about the veteran grant program that came as a result of the historic Pennsylvania Farm Bill, only state in the nation with a state level farm bill. We're proud of that. Part of that includes work and support for PA Preferred. And as Mimi will talk about, who's been an advocate for this for the last 8 years, is making sure that we as a department have a way to invest in the ag businesses of veterans and to do that with mini grants. And it's never happened before, right? We've never been able to make a direct investment in veterans in their enterprises of agriculture and agricultural production. We have wished for that. We have hoped for it for years. We have tried to configure the grants that we have and the resources we have, but We now are in a position with two organizations, both of which you'll hear from today, both Sandra Curry from the Community Partnership in Butler County, and Mimi Thomas Brooker, who is the PA Veteran Farming Network and Troops to Tractors, who are really leading the charge and leading voices on this. So we'll talk more about that, but I'll end where I began with a simple thank you. To the veterans in Pennsylvania for your service to both the state and the nation, to the work that you're doing in agriculture, to all of those who are in the most honorable professions of feeding people, thank you. It's important to stop and pause, particularly in this time when, holiday season, but I also think we are more aware of what is around us, the need to be aware of those who are food insecure. And I know that we have folks here who are part of our food security and the food banks, and we thank you for that work as well. So thank you. We don't do any of this without a full partnership. All right? It doesn't happen in the Department of Ag. We've got partners. You'll hear from some today. Others are here. But one that's really been a champion for the veteran community is the DMVA here in Pennsylvania. So I'm really pleased to introduce Brigadier General Mark Goodwill. The general is the for the Air National Guard here in PA, and just want to welcome the Brigadier General to, I shouldn't say home, because this is where he lives, but certainly to this farm, and to talk more about the role of DMVA and our veterans in PA in agriculture. So, General, welcome.
Well, thank you, Secretary Redding. Welcome to sunny Pittsburgh. On behalf of Major General Schindler and Pennsylvania's Adjutant General and the head of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, I'd like to thank Secretary Redding, the Department of Agriculture, and of course, U.S. Navy veteran Rob Mowry for inviting the DMVA to be here and participate in the ceremony today. It's a privilege to be here to personally recognize a veteran farmer for providing an important service to others. This means a lot to me because my grandfather was a farmer. I also had two uncles who were farmers who were also military veterans. My Uncle Clifford was a Korean War vet who served in the Army. And I had a Uncle Jack who was a Vietnam veteran who served on the Kitty Hawk in the United States Navy. He was a naval aircraft mechanic. All of them farmed north of here in Crawford County. A few weeks ago on Veterans Day, a grateful nation came together to say thank you. That is why we're here today, to thank you for not only serving our nation in a military uniform, but for serving fellow Pennsylvanians with sustainable agricultural practices. In the United States today, as the Secretary said, less than 2% of the nation are farmers. And with 2% of the armed forces as farmers as well, that's a very select company that you are in. As veterans, you spent your military career serving others, and when returning to civilian life, you brought critical skill sets and a commitment to service, which are extremely desirable, employable skills that set veterans apart. That is evident as we look out over this beautiful farm. We are grateful that the Department of Agriculture always recognizes veterans and the contributions they make to Pennsylvania's agricultural industry. There is certainly a strong connection between the military and agriculture. When you think about it, both military members and farmers are committed to serving their communities and their country. Additionally, Pennsylvania's National Guard's beginnings also had a strong connection to agriculture. Our Minuteman image, which includes a plow, represents farmers and other patriots who lowered their plows and raised their rifles in defense of their communities and the nation. It is important for the DMVA to establish relationships with agencies like the Department of Agriculture, because we want to use every possible resource to help improve the lives of Pennsylvania's veterans. There is a place in agriculture for everyone. The Department of Agriculture is committed to connecting farmers, veterans, and veterans pursuing agriculture careers with resources to be successful, such as the Homegrown by Heroes and other programs such as that. For this extraordinary effort on behalf of Pennsylvania's more than 700,000 veterans, the fourth largest veteran population in the nation, I salute you and your agency. Thank you, Secretary Redding. Our service members and veterans are a direct reflection of what is best about America. They are the heart, the soul, and the spirit of the greatest nation on the planet. This farm All of you who have taken the time to be here today are a prime example of the service to our nation and communities. I wish you great success with your farming, and thank you again for all you have done for your country and for the Commonwealth. I'd like to introduce Mimi Thomas-Brooker.
Good morning. Thank you, Secretary Redding, General Goodwill, and Rob for having us. I'm Mimi Brooker. I'm with the Pennsylvania Veteran Farming Project Network, and we are the grassroots nonprofit organization for veterans, military, and their spouses who farm throughout the Commonwealth. Our mission is connection, and we connect veterans with resources and with each other to grow sustainable farms. To do that through outreach and education and peer-to-peer mentoring, and we're growing all the time. So if you know of a veteran who is in ag or wants to be in ag, please suggest they go to our website, Troops to Tractors, and get connected with us. About 17 months ago, in one of our monthly calls with the then veterans coordinator who worked for Secretary Redding, he said the secretary wants to know what veterans who farm say that they need. And that's a simple and obvious question, but it's one that's rarely asked. So our board, including Rob, were typically candid in their response, as military and veterans will be, very direct. They said, well, we need assistance that will bump farms like this up to the next level. We need grants that don't require a match, because if we had the capital, we would spend it ourselves. We need a program that doesn't have a lot of red tape, and that responds directly to the needs of small and very small farmers. And after a lot of work on the secretary's part, as well as his staff and our board, these grants, which we call the Force Multiplier Grants, have come to fruition. Along with Sandra Curry's organization, our applications are under review right now. The awards are expected to come out in the first part of next year. They're going to have an immediate impact for farmers like Rob, who served their country and now are serving communities by feeding their neighbors. And it's our honor to join with the Department of Agriculture to use this Farmville funding in order to assist those farmers. And speaking of partnerships, as we've just heard, just as in the military, you depend on your sister units to guard your flank or to watch your six, we depend on partnerships such as these today. DMVA, Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, has been a supporter since the inception of our network. And they've helped us to grow through communication, through guidance, and in connecting our veterans not only with agricultural assistance, but also with basic needs that veterans have earned and now need to access. So DMVA has been a huge help, and thank you to the General for representing them today. We've had an ongoing conversation with Secretary Redding. It was a long road to get here, as he said, with these grants. And they have been nothing but superlative in supporting our efforts to help connect veterans with each other and with what they need. We work with the VetConnect, which is the regional program outreach community coordinators through the state, to connect veterans with other associated services that we can't provide because we're agriculture. We tap into the National Guard Family Soldier Assistance Specialist programs to put the open jobs in agriculture out to transitioning soldiers and to help with also other types of family assistance. We work with organizations like the Pennsylvania State Beekeepers Association, who co-sponsors our Bee Boot Camp, which had its beginnings here on the farm. And we can't mention all the many partnerships, but those are some of the highlights, and we don't want to denigrate any of them who are not here. Extension, county conservation districts, and of course our USDA partners at the state and local level who help our veterans not only access funding and technical assistance, but protect those natural resources. So we're very pleased to be here with you today. We can't wait to see who the awardees of our grants will be. And I will leave it at that and introduce Sandra from Community Action Partnership.
Hi, everybody. Like Mimi, I want to thank the Secretary, the General, Rob, and Mimi for being with us today. I'm Sandra Curry. I am the Executive Director of the Community Action Agency in Butler County. We have served Butler County since 2019. We fund some traditional anti-poverty programs such as utility assistance, income tax preparation, and transitional housing. We outsource those programs to other agencies, but we focus on food system development as our approach to poverty. We work across the spectrum of the food system, from agricultural development to charitable food support, to help our clients achieve stability as they work towards economic security and wholeness. And wholeness is a big focus of our organization. We are very excited to partner with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture on this grant program. We recognize the strong connection between military service and rural life, and also increasingly urban life. Almost half of U.S. veterans come from rural areas. Over the past 6 weeks, we've been honored to talk to prospective veteran grantees about their projects. And I actually thought that I would tell you about a couple of the veterans today that we've talked to, and tell you a little bit about their projects. So I'm going to talk to you about two of them. I'm not going to use their names, obviously, to protect their privacy. But a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to talk to a young man who was a recent veteran. And he was very excited to return home to his family's farm. He spent about 25 minutes on the phone with me telling me about how important agriculture was to him in his healing process. He had actually lost his best friend in combat. And he spent a lot of our conversation telling me about the conversations that he and his friend had had about the work that he hoped to do when he returned home to his family farm. He actually sent me a photograph of his friend's tombstone and a little pot that had a corn seedling in it. And he told me that those were his partners in getting his agricultural journey started. Another veteran that I want to talk to you about is somebody that I've actually known for a long time. He lives in the same town with me, and he is a Coast Guard veteran. He's participating in one of our other programs right now, and he told us a little bit of his story on actually last Friday. He grew up in LA, very urban area, and fell in love with growing plants through a neighbor of his that had a greenhouse. It was a little bit dilapidated, and she actually let him work on it as a child, get it up and running and get it functional. But then, you know, he grew up, he went into the Coast Guard, put his agricultural plans and dreams aside, and has recently retired and is now looking to start a nursery in our hometown. He wants to turn a vacant lot next door into a garden and greenhouse where he can grow fruits, vegetables, and seedlings. So he talks about his project as a dream deferred. So he's very excited to apply for this because this is going to allow him to, you know, basically do something that he's wanted to do his entire life. But he was never able to do that while he was in the service. Our program combines access to capital, as does Mimi's, and business education. I grew up on a dairy farm in Crawford County. I come from a long generation of family farmers, and my great-grandfather actually was a farmer and a World War I veteran. I could never remember my family talking about the importance of business education while they were running the farm. And that is something that we do at Community Partnership. We have an entrepreneurship program. So when we designed our grant program, we thought it was really, really important to give our grantees a solid foundation in business education. We are focusing our grant on beginning farmers. So we're looking for folks who are not too far into their journey or who are just getting started. Our grantees will also have the opportunity to take classes through Penn State Extension. We received a specialty crop block grant last year, and we have an abbreviated class scheduled this year, but next year we'll be offering 16 class sessions in horticultural education. So our veteran grantees will have the opportunity to take those classes too if they wish at no charge. We'll follow our veteran farmers for a year and we'll measure the impact that this capital funding has had on their operation. We are humbled to help support Pennsylvania's veteran agricultural community as they continue their service to the state of Pennsylvania. We're honored to have been chosen to help strengthen Pennsylvania's food and agricultural systems and veteran farming community.
Right, Sandra, thank you. Yeah, so the takeaways, one, an appreciation for the veteran community, right? For the service they have provided, continue to provide, an appreciation for agriculture and those who are in the business of ag, and in this day, they're combined. So we say thank you for both. A dream deferred. That's probably a good way to capture what many are doing, right? They have deferred life in many cases. We know that. They've made sacrifices many times in many places. But we have heard here, and I think in Rob's case and others, the stories that folks have wanted to be in food, in agriculture, all of their life, and this is an opportunity to do that. It is important, I think, in Sandra's point about the therapeutic value, right, that comes from working the land and being around livestock and greenhouses is a really important part of this, right? It's an enterprise and it's business, but it's also an important part of the development and recovery and the transition from active duty to civilian life. That is all part of this. The nice thing about agriculture is you can do that, right? You can be, you know, the technology and still farm, right? You can have your farmer's market and do this. There's so many ways to accommodate the agricultural interest here. The second and third takeaways are about the services and resources. Very excited. Mimi is very humble in her presentation. She is kind in this presentation, as always, but she has been a great advocate for the veterans in Pennsylvania, making sure that we do what we can do from the Commonwealth and certainly from the Department of Agriculture. So a note of thanks for what she has done in the Veteran Farmer Network and the Troops to Tractors. And Sandra, thank you for sharing the stories here today. To the General, we always appreciate the work that you and the team do in DMVA and the support you provide to Pennsylvania every day in protection, but also in the effort of recognizing the farmer veterans in Pennsylvania. So thank you. And Rob, we'll close with just saying thanks again for hosting. Appreciate you providing shelter, for taking this next step in the journey of knowledge and trying to understand the world of ag and where and what you do is really important. So thank you for that. The resources that are there through the Force Multiplier grants, we're excited to see what comes. You heard two stories today, but there are many Robs around Pennsylvania, folks who've had a desire and interest in food and ag for years, and this is an opportunity for us to help them support. Look at these grants as sort of yeast, right? They will raise other funds, but we wanted to make a direct investment and make it as easy as possible, and I think we'll be both impressed and humbled by those who come forward with ideas and thoughts about where they fit and what they see as their future in agriculture. So with that, a note of thanks to all for being here, to the veteran community. Thank you for your support. We'll pause. Any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, thank you, and very much appreciate a delayed Veterans Day, but always grateful and always humble. Thank you.